The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Can we bow to God? Our Father, we thank you. We worship you. We honor you. We praise you. I am asking for mercy. Mercy to see. Mercy to be. To serve. Mercy to be faithful with light. Mercy to, for utterance. Open door. Jesus, you have brought to us an understanding. Thank you. We receive every cleansing by the blood. Inability be replaced by your stead. Help me. All of us, we just say, Father, we need help from you. Help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everybody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Reverend, thank you so much. Let me appreciate them, please. Let me get the water, Pastor Tyler. Hallelujah. Just again. Amen. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Amen. It's clear no one can go beyond the creation and get to God of his own accord except he calls you. And you don't take that honor to bridge that gap except he that were called you. Now we can see Aaronic priesthood. Even though he was called of God to be glorified or to be honored as an high priest, he never took that upon himself. He said he that called him. So also Christ never glorified himself. Amen. Do you agree with what I'm saying? I say Christ did not what, sir? Glorify himself. Angels, there are high priestly status in the heavens. As we have high priest on earth. So we can see the order of Aaron as an high priest of a house that were made with hands on earth. Even though in the high priestly status, we could see that Moses was a different high priest from Aaron. Moses never needed blood to enter. Moses entered to commune with God. But Aaron was not permitted except once in a year. Moses went more. Moses could go just to go commune with God in the most holy place. So you can see that Moses was more of an high priest than Aaron. An high priest who ordained an high priest and set up the priestly house. Are you getting me? Under the jurisdiction of God, according to the name of Aaron the Light. Everybody shout hallelujah. So it was Aaron that custodied the high priest, and the Bible says his priesthood is an everlasting one. Everybody shout hallelujah. But that was not all about high priestly ministry of head. That was Exodus priesthood. But there is a priesthood before Exodus, which is Genesis, the priesthood of the beginning on earth. The first high priest of earth was Adam. He was in paradise, the most holy of the earth, the most holy space and point of the earth was Eden, from whence water came out from. Hallelujah. The water that came out watered the garden and then parted into four waters. Hallelujah. That went throughout the earth. Avila. He went throughout the earth. He passed through Avila. He passed through Ethiopia. We have Hidekel. We have Pison. We have Gihon. We have Euphrates. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. So when Adam fell, hallelujah. I'm not here. Say, can you say Adam fell? It came out of the garden. But Adam's soul was still high. Adam's soul was still very high. And the Lord also began to raise high priest also. He began to raise high priest also. Amen. Without a tabernacle. Without houses. Hallelujah. Amen. They were raised without what, sir? Physical house. People like Enoch, they were high priests. Hallelujah. They were high priests. Hallelujah. They became priests in the order of Melchizedek. Someone like Job was a priest after that order. He was a high priest. Amen. But these priests, all of them on earth, were limited. They were limited. Shout hallelujah. I said they were what, sir? They were limited. To a degree, because the dimension of the high priest is an entity who deals with God, who can relate to God. Hallelujah. I just want to explain so you can understand what Reverend has taught us this morning. They came to God. Adam didn't come to God. Adam was made in God. Adam had been in, he was with God in a dimension. Shout hallelujah. That's why they won't measure to you, mention the walk of Adam. Adam never walked with God in that terrain. Are you listening to me? Where the walk started was from his children. They are the one who ought to know what he had known. Adam was in Eden. He understood the parameters of paradise, of earth. But that in itself is still a shadow of the heavenlies. So there are heavenly realm. I'm talking about the present heaven, which belongs to angels. Shout hallelujah. And we saw angels of the high priestly status. Hallelujah. The new modern earthly priest. They went far. They are higher, more than the earthly priest. They weren't ordinary priests. I was a priest. I'm talking about high priest. high priest. A priest that is high. Is that clear? Shout hallelujah. All of you shout hallelujah. Are you seeing the picture? So, because he is the God of heaven and the earth, the symbol for high priestly status is a symbol of a tree called olive, a witness. An olive is a witness tree. Anyone who had come into being an olive has become a witness in the spirit. People like Elijah, they became high priests. Moses was an high priest. Everybody shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can we shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
So also heavenly patterns. Those are in the book of Zechariah. Remember Zechariah chapter 3. Hallelujah. The two holy trees, then with a candlestick, and the holy trees emptying their oil into the candlesticks, and ask Zechariah, the olive angel, the angel of the Lord, who showed that vision, was an olive angel. Everybody shout hallelujah. Ask him, what meaneth this? And he asked, I know not. Amen. He says, oh, you never knew? These are the two olive trees standing before the God. Let's see. He then answered high. The answer again, say unto him, what be these two holy branches which through the two golden pipes emptying the golden oil out of themselves? Shout hallelujah. And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. Hallelujah. By Usa, by the Lord of the whole earth. So, the Lord of the whole earth is still God. So, like you said, a dimension of God is earthly. There's a dimension of God that is earthly. Hallelujah. All of you shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
So, but if you are going to see olive trees in heaven, they won't be men. They will be very, very high angels. Olive. So when Jesus was made high priest, amen, and you can know, Satan knows when olive trees that ought to occupy is not present. So you can see why he tempted Moses. He wanted him to fail from being an olive tree for the sake of the ministration of what's that? Of the Lord of the whole earth, that Jesus who grow on earth will not receive. So he was attacking a future ministry. So you are dealing with somebody who could read the program of God, the will of God. If you say Satan does not know the will of God, you are lying. He knows. If not, he would not have been able to attack it. All that he is looking for is the will. Is the will. The will. Can we say the will of God? Shout hallelujah. All that temptation of Moses was for him to fail of this ministry. But you know, God came in time and salvaged it. Amen. God salvaged it. God judged him. Not that God hated him. Had it been he didn't die, you know what God was saving him from? He never knew. He said, Lord, I'm sure he must have interceded and said, God did not listen. God said, you have to die. It is good that you die so that you can assume this ministry of the Holy. So that Moses will be faulted. He kept tempting. May God help us to be sensitive so that we will not fail of the invisible ministry. Is that clear? How many of you are saying amen?
Amen.
I'm not hearing you say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I knew God is raising olives again.
Amen.
He's raising witnesses. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's see Hebrew chapter 1. Let's start from there. Hebrew chapter 1. God, who has sundry times in diverse manners speak in time past unto the fathers by the prophets in this last days, spoken unto us by his own Son, by whom he made the walls. Hallelujah. He made the walls. Hallelujah. By whom he made the walls. 1 second. By whom he what, sir? Are we blessed? Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels. He had by inheritance obtained what, sir? What name? Emon. I want us to say Emon. Can we shout it, sir?
Emon.
Now, the actual mountain of the Lord, the mountain of the Lord, is not the mountain of the congregation. The mountain of congregation is not the actual mountain of our God. Do you agree with me? I said the mountain of God is not the mountain of congregation. The mountain of the congregation is a lower mountain. If mountain of the congregation is God's mountain, he won't set a Ehi or Lucifer to be upon the mountain. I'm going somewhere. So God has his own mountain. The mountain of God are the cherubims. It's called Mount Olive. You know, Jesus was caught up from Olive Mountain. That's the mountain of God. Psalm 104, let's see it. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Verse 2. Shout hallelujah. Who coverest thyself with light as with a garment? Who stretch out the heavens like a curtain? Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? All you will agree with me. What does cloud symbolize in scripture? Witnesses. It means who made witnesses his chariot. So of course, two olive trees are witnesses. So what God rides upon are olives or witnesses or the what God mounts on, our what, sir, is the God of witnesses. But I can tell you, God had managed these witnesses. That was not his high status in the spirit. He humbled himself to behold heavens. Hallelujah. And to even dwell in heaven. God was meek to manage creation as a cloth and as a place of dwelling. Now it's clear, but God hath raised a new witness. Open to Hebrew, open to Revelation chapter 1. He has raised to himself a witness. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. He sent it and signified by his angel unto his servant. Let's see verse 5. Let's see the greetings. Greetings from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. Who is he? And the first begotten of the dead. And not the word of the dead. Of the dead is not from the dead. From the dead is the quickening of your spirit. Of the dead talks about those who have attained the resurrection of the dead. Just the teaching that Reverend was teaching us about going through death to become a son. Of course, if God didn't teach you the secret darkness of separations, there is no way you can be a son that is begotten. A begotten son is different from a born son. To be begotten is different. To be begotten is a different thing. In John chapter 3, when Jesus said, "For God so loved the world," and what did he give? Now, it wasn't Jesus that was born in the house of Mary. He was talking about the begotten son that he gave was he that was raised from the dead. He gave that begotten son. So Jesus is the gift to all our sundry, to man. You say, "Man, this is your gift." Hallelujah. So Jesus is the faithful witness. So it's clear. Now, let me use the word God's chariot now is Jesus. The carrier of God is Jesus. But it does not yet appear, because the first wall isn't yet falling apart. So Jesus is in a haste to move out the present wall and to install the second. But in the spirit, in the spiritual, amidst the angel, is clear. This is God's mountain. Where you will find God is in Christ. Open to the book of Ezekiel to prove that to you. Amen. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. I hope I'm not. Am I sounding dull? Ezekiel chapter 1. Now, cherubs. Cherubs. All of you shout it. Cherubs. You can't say you know Bible when you don't know angels. You must be taught the angelic to know Bible. Because it's an angel who is disturbing us. An angel is an enemy, even though he's fallen. He's trying to say he's not an angel, but he's an angel, a witness that fell. Is that clear, sir? So a witness is fighting us, is the one who is against mankind. So it's clear the enemy of man is a witness who fell. That's why they had to raise a faithful witness. Ezekiel chapter 1. Pastor Busi, thank you for giving me the privilege to teach. I won't take it lightly. Thank you, sir. The vision of God. Hallelujah. Open, let me read to you. Now it came to pass in the fourth, in the 13th year, the fourth month, in the first day, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river of Sheba, that the heavens were opened, I saw visions of God. Isaiah will see the visions of the Lord. I was talking to you yesterday about the names of this prophet and their dealing. Heavens that opened to me, open on account of the visions of the Lord. Everybody shout hallelujah. Now what he saw, he saw, and look and behold, a wild wind out of the north. Amen. A great cloud. First, and a fire, and fire enfolding itself, and a brightness about it, out of the midst thereof, of as the color of amber in the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and everyone had four faces, everyone had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a cow's foot, and they sparkle like the color of a burnished brass. Now it's still the same four living creature around the throne. Here they saw four wings, but when John would see them, he saw them with six wings. It's still the same. Hallelujah. They didn't make two wings to appear because they came to earth terrain, because of our dimension. They don't need six wings for earth, but in heaven you could see all their wings appearing. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. So let's see, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm not hearing you shout hallelujah. And it also means a lot, because it was a vision on earth. It's a condescending. That of John was an ascending of the man. So you can see in vision John was higher. In vision, hallelujah, Ezekiel was lower. Ezekiel had vision and no revelation. But Paul said, I come to visions and revelation. So Ezekiel had four wings, remaining two wings. The two wings is the revelation of the vision. So all the seas were complete when John had grace to be taken up. I hope, is this thing sounding any on? Is it sounding clear? Amen. But I just want to show you something. They are a witness, but they are not complete witness. Let's see. Verse 13. When the four living creatures stood, hallelujah, As for the likeness of the four living creatures, their appearance was like a burning coals of fire, the appearance of the lambs. It went up and down among the four living creatures. There's a fire in between the four living creatures, and the fire was bright. Out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned, and the appearance of a flash of lightning. Shout hallelujah. I will jump. And verse 24, when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the great noise of a great waters, and as the voice of the Almighty. It means these beings were actually, they were embodied with the Almighty. They were creatures of El Shaddai. That's the first name of God. They were Almighty. That's, they have that embodiment, meaning they are creatures of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And as hosts, and when they stood there, they let down their wings, and there was a voice from the firmament. There was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads. Hallelujah. These are four living creatures, but they are witnesses. They are witnesses, but yet there was a firmament. When they say firmament, is heaven. So there was an heaven over them. God stretched out the heavens like a curtain. David said it in Psalm 104. Over the cherubs, who stretched out the heavens like the curtain, who laid the beams of his chambers in the waters. That water is the water of the throne. So it means, right over the head of the four living creatures, there is a temple. There is a temple. There is a veil. Still, that is above the living creature. There is a veil, and there is an heaven. If it's a veil, it's an heaven. Remember, God divided the waters from the waters, and separated the waters above with the firmament, and called the firmament above, are you getting me, heaven. So a firmament is what, sir? Firmament. Something firm. As a curtain draw over for separation. God was separating the highest creatures from the Creator. Saying, you are created, no matter your height, that there is still a heaven that you can't cross. In your heaven, I have an heaven, and the heaven is beneath my feet and is higher than your head. Even though there were clouds, they were cherubs, they were witnesses. A witness is an ambassador. A witness is who? Ambassador is a messenger. So Lucifer, Michael, all these angels, who are they? The angels of God. Who are they, sir? They are ambassador, meaning they can stand instead of God. They can minister God. But yet, they were still ministering God under a veil. That's all. So God made creatures who will carry him. And God made sure they were cherubs. They were cherubs. They were cherubs. God's horses were those cherubs. Amen. All of you shout hallelujah. 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 All those cherubs and all those angels, they're in the same world. Even these were creatures, but the cherubs, who are angels, are men. They were men. Lucifer is a man. Not your kind of man, but an heavenly man of the third order, the man Gabriel, in the book of Daniel. Daniel said, I saw the man, Gabriel. He was like a man, but he could fly. Praise God. Can we go further? And above the firmament, that was over their head, was like the color of a throne, like the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness of the appearance of a man above it. Sapphire stone can be blue in nature, and sapphire stone can be reddish in nature. These are natures of the sapphire. I don't know, maybe there is another color of sapphire, but I know there are two major color of sapphire stone. One is blue and the other is red. Everybody shout hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we shout hallelujah? John, Daniel also saw this sapphire stone. Shout hallelujah. All I want to say is to show you that we have cherubs, we have witnesses, but yet, amen, yet, can we say yet? There is still a veil. Now, the veil Jesus pierced through, no angel pierced through it. The veil Jesus went through is a boundary between the creature and the Creator. Jesus went beyond our heavens. Jesus used this heaven to penetrate another heaven. Jesus entered a higher heaven that belongs to God. I hope I'm communicating. Is that clear? Shout hallelujah. I'm sure maybe that has been understood by ministers who have ministered the gospel. So, it's clear. Jesus went far beyond the status of an high priest that the angelic were. Jesus went farther into a higher stature of a witness. Hello? So Jesus and God, there is no division. So, can I go further? So the distance between God and living creature is an heaven. It's a firmament. So we will, I don't think we have word here, we have time, we'll have search out. When Moses was making the veils, Solomon was making the veil from the holy place to the most holy, he designed cherubims. He designed cherubs on each veil. That tells us that a cherub is a veil. Say it, son. Shout it again. All of us must say it. So a veil is a curtain. And a veil is also an heaven. There is an heaven. Hear me. I'm not talking about physical new heaven. I'm talking about a spiritual reality, a world of reality, a dimension of understanding that does not belong to heavens that are in the present. So Jesus moving into an heavens, hallelujah, into heavens of God to pierce through the veil. He went wherein our high priest is for us entered. Angels knew God, hear me, but they still knew him with a curtain. So God is still veiling them. That veiling them isn't an ordinary distance. It means, hear me, there is still a knowledge that creatures of heavens don't know. There's still an understanding that they don't have. So, what emboldened Lucifer was he thought they knew all. That everything about knowing God that they have is too key, not knowing that is a shadow of what is to come, or is a shadow of the unknown. If God could fold heavens like a curtain, and like a vesture, with God, with Jesus, fold them up, meaning is not too difficult, is not too much of a weighty material in God's sight. So, please hear me. That veil is an impossible task for creation. No creation can go in, and nobody should go in without being called. The veil has been cleared in heaven. But Son of the Morning, Lucifer, said he wants to pierce it. In an attempt to pierce it, he died. Hear me. In an attempt to pierce it, he fell into death. Hear me. He's supposed to fall into death by God. Because death is sleep. Death is separation. So when God stretched out the curtain, he's giving them the boundaries of death. That between you and her is your extinction. It's your cease to exist. You can't come here when you are life. You can't come here. You can't cross with your being. You can't come with yourself. You can't come with the way I made you to function. You've got no clue. When I made you, I seized you at the veil. Your completion, your submission, hands at the veil. You can't function. If you want to enter there, you are functionless when going to the veil. Your function can't start. Ends. You no longer can function when you come to the veil. You end at the veil. You end at the firmament, which is as the color of a terrible crystal. That's how Ezekiel was describe it. So that is why, if an angel does not know God fully, what of man? How can scientists? I'm talking angels who are higher in authority, they don't know God. How can scientists? What's up? They can't comprehend God. The Lord will bless us this morning. I'm just trying to, I'm receiving grace to, because pastor does not really have time. Now, I'm trying to break what he has said down. Maybe I may not go into other things, but just to teach what he has taught again. Are you seeing that distance? Pastor Tayo, why is it that with yourself trying to think of God, at times you are shut down? And that's how it's supposed to be. If at all that blank is dead, it is dead. Do you get me? What is that, son? That's what Pastor Busui called gap. That gap is dead. Now, let me call the death a suffering. Because all sufferings are a form of death. But even the death is a peculiar suffering. It's a fast, short suffering. It's God cut it short. He needs to cut that work short. When he will, that's when God finished the work. It's a short suffering, but it's death. For a seraphim, seraphs cease functioning when they want to cross into the wall of the cherubs. The dimension between them and cherubs is death. So the dimension between Lucifer and a seraphim is death. So the appearance of Lucifer in a seraphic world is a blessing. It's an intervention. Do you get me? It's a breakthrough. So the appearance of the head of the church to the children in the sanctuary is a breakthrough. I will tell you, there is no way we can go on our own accord except he comes. Because that distance is what, sir? It's a gap of death. So, he's coming. He didn't just test death for us. He will need to escort us through that veil. He will need to succor us. Hallelujah. Open to Hebrew chapter 2. He will need to succor us. Succor means comforting you through the season of death. For as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood. For him that he himself hath suffered being tempted. This thing is not ordinary. There is a temptation called death. He's able to succor them. It's not everyone that are tempted. Those who are tempted there are the children that the God gave him. God does not give. You don't become a gift to Christ except you appear at the holy place. Every children of the sanctuary, who are they? They are a children gift to the head of the church. So the head of the church receives them, and the purpose of receiving them is to bring them to glory. They become Jesus' gift for the purpose of the gift of God. God gave Jesus. God has already gifted Jesus the gift of eternal life, which begat him. You see, through that veil, begotten takes place. It's the opening of the matrix into the very realm of God. When the veil is being opened, a man is being born into the world of God, into the morning, into the realm of the Most Holy. We are going to share today. I hope you are ready. Can we say amen?
Amen.
How many of you know that Hebrew, the whole book of Hebrew, is the whole book of John? What John is describing is begotten. The last phase of sonship. Beloved son is a different from a begotten son. It's so clear. Jesus is the, you know, they call him the only begotten. The only begotten. Listen to me. We were raised with Christ, but we are not begotten with Christ. We were raised to be begotten. A whole lot of people that claim it. You can claim it. We do it. God wants everybody to be conscious, to accept it. Because there might be refusal in being begotten. So we is involved. So God doesn't just jam begotten into a person because of what it entails. The demand is the temptation of death. Can I go further? Shout hallelujah. So you can see to succor them that are tempted. So who are the people that are tempted? You go back to Hebrew chapter 2. Verse 11, let's see it. For both he that sanctified and they that are sanctified are all one, for which cause is not a shame to call them brethren. Jesus wanted to glorify, God wanted to glorify the sanctified, because the next thing for those who are sanctified is glory. Huh? Is what, sir? Omega. Is what, son?
Glory.
He wants them glorified. But you hear in Romans, them that is justified, he also glorified, which is true. Those whom he justified, those whom he called, he also justified. And whom he justified, then he also glorified. Paul omitted sanctify here, because justification is a pathway, is encapsulated. It encapsulates the process of sanctification. So you can't be glorified. You need to see all the writings of Paul. For example, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Of whom are ye in Christ Jesus? Who of God is made unto us righteousness, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. So you can see, righteous wisdom is what imputes righteousness. Without the wisdom of God, you can't know what is right. you have to be instructed wisely before you can see the path of righteousness or comprehend righteousness. So, righteousness is a commandment of the everlasting God, first of all, for the obedience of faith, then to sanctification, then glorification will come. So let's go back to Hebrew quickly. I want to stay in Hebrew. I don't want to move out of Hebrew. So those who are sanctified are the ones that will be tempted. God wants them tempted, not just the devil. Immediately they declared Jesus to be the Son of God, the Holy Spirit drove him to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. That word means to be proven. There is a worthy son, and there is a blessing in temptation. How many of us know that? If James chapter 1, blessed is he, is the man that endureth. Oh, let's see. Blessed. There is a blessing in temptation. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. We must be tempted for us to be glorified. Is that clear? What temptation? Let's go back to Hebrews chapter 2. They won't trust you that you can endure temptation until you are sanctified. You must have been sanctified before you can be tempted. Sanctification leads to a partial redemption. You must have been redeemed to be redeemed. The processes are many, and you can't jump them. Listen to me, because it's not easy for a man to cross to God. And somebody, why can't Jesus just plane us and we just land there? Supposing as a God, there is something God will not do. He can't tamper with your will. He has programmed you that anything you don't will, you don't receive. Your will leads to your inheritance. You must be willing. It is God who walk in us both to will and to do. So he has to help your will. He doesn't force your will. If you are not willing, you won't water. You won't eat of the good of the land. God is the good of the land. Can I go further? Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see 12. Reverend has read 12. I believe God used him to help me. Saying, I will declare your name unto my brethren in the midst of the church. Will I sing praise unto thee? I will sing praise unto thee. You. I. Again, I will put my trust. Where? In him. God put his trust in Christ. Is it that trust in him? It means God is saying, I can rely on this man. It's a finished work that can't fail. So Jesus is surer than an angel. Again, behold, I am the children which God has given me. They will also have that trust. That is why they can be for sign and a wonder. Let's go further. For as much then as these children, the problem of the children is flesh and blood. That's their problem. Can we say flesh and blood? All of us must say that, please. You must talk that, I beg you. All of you must shout that. There are, before you can be a son of God, before we can be saved, we must be redeemed from the earth. That is flesh. The next one, redeemed from among men. That is blood. That is why sanctification is the redemption, listen to me, is the purification that will present a man that must be taken from among men to be an high priest. Among men. Open to Hebrews chapter 5. For every high priest is taken among men, is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that he may offer both gifts and sacrifices for sins. He offered for sins, but an high priest himself, where did they take him from? Among men. Revelation 12. Men here are not human beings who walk on earth. Those are not ordinary men. Those are men in the holy place. They don't take high priests from the camp. This is the last stage of a man. So to take an high priest is a company of men that an high priest will be taken from. Revelation 14. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which followed the Lamb, whither so he goeth. These were redeemed from among. I love the word among men. Among men. Do you agree with me? When you read certain epistles that talks about our identification with Christ, and you leave the rest unread. Hebrew. There is no new creation realities in Hebrew. The whole of Hebrew is a terrible process. Paul is writing to the mind of people who understand the order, the ordinance. How to come to God. It was their inheritance. Because to them pertained the oracles. Shout hallelujah. From among men. Among men. Among men. Among men. We will be happy to begin to do some things now. Lucifer fell into a wrong death. But there is a right death. It is that veil. He wants to break the veil of his own accord, but he was not called. The veil from the creation, from the creature to the creator will bounce you back. It can bounce you back wrongly. He was coming with himself, and he enters into a creature who he can't tell. He himself has turned, and he himself has changed into a thing He cannot really define. It is God who knows him very well. You know that his end is worse than his beginning. Satan's soul is so twisted because the world of the Creator acted on him. He is so torn that he doesn't know himself. He knows himself, but he doesn't know himself. I hope I'm talking to you. Shout hallelujah. Look at me. Everything he will ever do is kill, separate. He learned that power and is able to use it anyhow he wants to use it. Everybody shout hallelujah. I'm not hearing you. Shout hallelujah. All of you shout hallelujah. Can we shout hallelujah? Can we shout hallelujah? You say somebody is sanctified and yet you have not trusted him. You know that Jesus was sanctified. He sanctified himself, and to a degree he separated the apostles. So sanctified, yet he was waiting for God to put a trust in him. That trust is a learning. Is a learning. That trust is a gain. That trust is a blessing. It is the trust that God that made God to confer on him to be the author, hallelujah, of eternal salvation. Are you ready, sir? I beg everybody to hear me. I want to say something very, very, very simple. What did I want to say? You cannot grow God in a man except you are dead. Creature has to fall for Creator to grow. Before what, sir? And he has shown it to us from the Old Testament. When he met Abraham, he didn't appear to Abraham. The time he has been talking and talking, the day he will appear to Abraham, Abraham was 99 years old. He appeared to him in a measure. He was nigh what? That's the time he now told him, this is the time you will give birth to a child. Abraham's body was now dead. That was why Jesus asked to be taken from the dead. Of the dead. Jesus ended for God to appear. What was taken from the dead was God. When he was raised from the dead, God said, you are God. Thy throne, O God, is what, sir? So God's intention, God has very large ambition. His imagination is different. So he was showing us his imagination and telling us his thought, his ambition, which is most holy and pure, that he wants to dwell among gods like him. I know, sir. Do you know Jesus was God in the eternal past? The issue of a God or God factor. God told him, God, thy God. To also declare to angels that I can raise gods higher than you. The purpose of resurrection. Say resurrection. All of you, please, I beg you. What did they use it to do? Huh? To raise God. What is the maternity where God is born? That was why they didn't use heaven. They need darkness. And Satan happens to be the species that will help God find what he's looking for. Oh, do you get me? There is no way they will have been able to raise the issue of a son at the pedigree God was looking for. Is a creature, is a gift, and is an ambition that cannot be raised. It must be raised, are you getting me? In the extinction of creation. Death. Death. Then God looked at hell. He said, this is the place. He looks at the condition of the darkness in hell. This is befitting for to raise my son. I won't let it go. I will leave evil spirits. I won't cast them into a lake of fire. I won't cast death and hell into fire. I will delay it and I will use it. Satan never knew who he was dealing with. He thought he could harass God with death, not knowing that that is the thing he's been looking for. Now you can understand why would Paul say the only wise God. The boast of Satan was that thing. Hell. And what's that? Shout it, every one of you. Say, hell. And what's that? So, he allowed a man who never sinned to go there. Eh? Somebody who had no fault. He plotted the graph and made him to go suffer there. Are you getting me? The man has done nothing, but he heaped on him the iniquity of us all. And the man returned to hell with what's that? With death. He died. He died. The suffering of Christ Jesus prayed for and against until he agreed was not the cross. It's oneness with death. What is the suffering? To go to death and die without wanting to sin. But our own is not like that. Ours is that we are now, we must learn to refuse it. Receive, what's that? Reject it. Do you know it's possible for you not to commit a sin and yet that thing is present? So it means there is something in man beyond sanctification that sanctification can't touch. It can only take consecration to eradicate it. Consecration. Separation is outer court. Sanctification is holy place. Consecration is the most holy. A whole lot of people will go to heaven as a sanctified sons. Yeah. But how many are going to agree to pierce heaven as a consecrated son, as a begotten? Pastor, when you check scripture, sir, everybody shout hallelujah. When you check scripture, some people on their way to be fully sanctified fell off. The veil fought them. Satan fought them. He fought them. Because Satan too is a covering. He fought them. And they left the course of redemption. This is awesome. I said, this is awesome. This is awesome. I'm not here and says, this is awesome. Glory be to God. Can we say, glory be to God? How many of you are blessed God came on the third day. Because God knew Jesus will intercede in the grave. They don't pray there. They don't pray when you go to hell. Because nobody will answer your prayer. But for the fact that you send an only one there, an olive tree was found where? In hell. Then he could pray. Then he began to do dangerous prayers. Prayer meeting in hell. He was praying in the night. Praying in darkness. Will righteousness be known in the grave? Will your loving kindness be seen in the land of forgetfulness? Will you show salvation in Sheol? Ah! Jesus attracted salvation to hell. 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 That's it. Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave? Or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonder be known in the dark? Thy righteousness where? Is there anyone more? Is all of these powers is what will make a son? Wonders in the dead, to the dead. Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Just to tell you that hell was a curse for Jesus. That hell was what, sir? The 3 days curse wasn't an ordinary curse. If not, he would not have been able to sit on the throne. Because look at me. Before you say you sit upon God's throne, you must gain one skill. Skill. The skill of leading the sheep and saving it. And leadership and salvation is inculcated, is an inheritance of the shepherd. So what makes a shepherd is salvation. Is that not so? Let's see salvation. Let's see Psalm. How many of you like Psalm? Psalm 80, isn't it? Give ear, O shepherd of Israel. Thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. So he leads. Thou that dwellest between the cherubims, he shine forth. Let's see. Before Ephraim and Benjamin, Manasseh, stir up your strength. Come and save. So what does the shepherd do? What makes a shepherd? That's why the office of a shepherd isn't an ordinary office. Yesterday, God was telling me the difference between shepherd and bishop. Why they were anointing the people. The Lord liked that offices. What makes a shepherd? Amen. What makes a shepherd is that he can lead and save. He has skill for the flock. He knows how to lead the flock for them to be saved. Imagine God trusting his lambs. His sheep, his lambs, to death. You think he's a wicked God? No. No. He's passing them through a curriculum. He wants to make them shepherds. He wants to make them shepherds. So that by the time they have saved, they will sit with him. They will sit with him on his throne. Are you listening? By the time they have passed through that skill, how what happened? They become... they will become skillful saviors. Skillful saviors. Here, let's see Hebrews chapter 13, chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 13. Chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Yeah. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus. That what's that? Where did they raise him from? What did he gain from the dead? That's what Pastor was teaching us. Ability to lead and then hand where in salvation. Because there is something in the dead. There is a lesson in death. Those 3 days lesson, which is called the dead, that is a very terrible curriculum. It's a big one. Hallelujah. There is something in the dead that Jesus will learn. God knew. If Jesus never went to the grave, he wouldn't be able to sit on the throne as a shepherd. I love that. From the dead. Say it. From the dead. I beg you now, make una say it. From the dead. Can you shout it again, every one of us? Please say it again. Why do they need to take him from the dead and to come and shepherd the church and shepherd sons of God? You know that capacity to pastor increases as the flocks grow in age. Some people, if they are not careful, their church member will grow higher than them. And heaven will decide, guys, some flocks are higher than this pastor. Let's remove the flocks from this church. Look for a pastor that can watch that. You can't pastor those who are higher than you. Because there is age in the spirit. When we grow in the spirit, we are growing against death. Age is an acquisition of life. At the same time, age towards God is deadness to Satan. There are certain things that tempt you before, but now they can't tempt you. You have gathered age. Hello? They can't tempt you now. Adisa, I can't use 10 million to tempt you. 1 billion may not tempt you. So you say, Baba, don't say that yet. Amanda, 1 billion. Bullion van here now. To buy release here. Silver shadow, let beja de here. Omola, our sons live a shake. It means you are not sanctified. If you are sanctified at the face of 1 billion, money is terrible. It tempted sons in the days of Paul. Paul was one in Timothy. It means Timothy, Paul saw in Timothy's soul that there are tendency for Timothy to fall. For Peter Luker. When Jesus said, be careful, it means your blood is not healed yet. Ken Hagin, every appearance to Hagin, Jesus sees appearance, he will see Jesus. When Jesus is about to say, son, be careful with money. Every appearance. Ah! I say, why are they telling? I need to also be, if they are telling Hagin, the spirit man, I also need to be what, sir? Me that I am Jonjolo Jajara. Everybody shout hallelujah. Ha. Owo buru. Yoruba man says akpe ka se kini sir. Akpe means when you call it, you fold your mouth. Owo. Say it again, every one of you. What does that mean? Temptation. Doc, Reverend, you know they use money for redemption of souls in the Old Testament. You sell men with money. You can sell a soul with money. You can buy a soul with money. They sold Joseph with 20 pieces of silver. They sold Jesus with 30 pieces of silver. So money is deadly. It's an opposite of what, sir? Of redemption. That great shepherd of the sheep. Great shepherd. Great shepherd. Don't trust yourself. Put your trust in that word, sir. He is the one who has, there is the skill in the great shepherd against death is a way. It's in him. When you see a shepherd, when a shepherd stand, a way is standing. The key is a was dead. I was the one who was alive and was dead. And now I am alive forevermore. Having the keys of what, sir? Of death. Where? You won't see it in his physical hand. But when you see it, it oozes out. It's an answer to death. Answer to hell. There is something called hell and death. It's different from sin and death. It's different. Hell and death. Sin and death, Christ takes care of. Son of God will unkey hell and death. Death must be swallowed up in victory. It must be swallowed up where?
In victory.
What is the victory of the war? It's faith. But there is a victory of death. The victory of death. Hallelujah. Is God. Is God. You need God's medicines to administer to death. If not, it won't go. It will never go. Why death is dangerous? Hello, sir. It's dangerous because death, sir, death was a veil. It was at the veil, the boundary between God and creation. So, anytime you're about to finally cross to God, you must overcome him. You must overcome him. You must overcome him. You must overcome him. But there is somebody, sir. That's why we need escort. I just thank God the way they package the overcoming. Somebody, it is your willingness, so but somebody is interceding. Kai, intercession. Somebody is interceding. Please just think of it. Jesus is interceding as an high priest for you to want to overcome death. He wants you to overcome death. Our 3 days, because it's 3 day, it's not year. The Lord ended with year. God handled days. You don't hear year of God, it's the day of God. Acceptable year is the end of the year. So we come into a day. Hallelujah. So when Jesus was approached the cross, year ceased. That, I love the word Friday. It's a day of darkness. So there are 3 days of darkness is necessary for God's day to occur, because darkness is a god. Jesus was handling death, which is also a kind of a god that God need to what, sir? Paralyze, annul, abolish, to bring the day of God. That was the suffering of the 3 days. 30 years. A work of 30 years can be rebuilt in 3 days. Is that not clear, sir? He said, destroy this temple, and on the third day. They didn't understand what Jesus was saying. So when God is working, it's different. He's working with a superior, higher energy than when he's working in creation. Hello? Reverend, the final man in Ephesians, that man is still a mystery. We've not taught that place. So, is a man against the evil day. Eh? Is a man fighting a day. Satan is in a day. Satan does not belong to a year. Rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness, are year boys. Satan stays in a day. The evil day. Is the evil day. Is the day of darkness. You know Jesus said it. He said, my soul is sorrowful unto death. Jesus knew what is in it. It is a terrible cup. Is it those years of 3 days? 3 days. Hey! 1 day is 1,000 years old. It's not an ordinary day. What is programming each day? Reverend, you know, God, Jesus has been drinking cup. He came to a cup that one day experience. Let this thing pass. It will take 3 days for him to finish the content. The mother of James made mistake. I don't know, is it a mistake or something? Can I sit? Can John sit on your right hand, James on the left? Jesus said, well, it's not of me to give you, but listen to me. Can they drink? Are you getting a gumu of Baba? Everybody shout hallelujah. Because to sit there, you drink things. They are cup of days. You know, God is called ancient of water. God is bringing us into days. And he's going to institute his days in us. But we need to defeat evil days. Veil of death. And we must. It will pass away. These days shall go away. And these days will expire because of intercession. Somebody is there. I am praying. I am showing you that, listen to me, a lot has been arranged for us to cross. You see, this intercession is the provision of God's mercy. That we'll have an umpire, we'll have a mediator to mediate the day and take us from darkness these 3 days into his own day. Are you blessed today? I'm not hearing you say, I am blessed. Can you shout, I am blessed? Finally, just one day, you can see what Jesus is an high priest of. High priest, an apostle, and the high priest of our profession. What Jesus is doing in chapter 3 is an explanation of how Jesus, amen. And this message is too much. The explanation of how Jesus will cause you to cross is in those times of temptation. Jesus is finishing the house. Whose house are we? You need a capacity, a type of building to deal with death. So Jesus' intercession is to build a house that was the of God, house of God, all things God. He's building all things God. That is the job of the high priest. He's building what, sir? All things God. I want us to shout it. He's building what, sir?
All things God.
They need to build all things God in you. That all things God is a house against death. Because you need to see death, understand death, defeat death, and die the death of God. The death of God is a good provision. And God will begin to show you the commandments on how to die. 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 Keep dying. Keep dying. Keep dying. Die the death. And when you die this death, sir, finish. Lucifer, Satan, we say to God, we can't tempt him anymore. This one has overcome. It's possible to, sir, we can overcome Satan. If Job overcame him in his own order, the overcoming manifesto of Job, without an umpire, without a mediator, he beat Satan. Do you know what God was telling Job? That don't think you are finished, man. I left Job for you to see an example that the future is bright. I see that you are moving around with your wings flying everywhere. I have an intention why I have kept you. Oh, yeah, Job, have you seen Job? What is nonsense? What's Job? Job. God said, I have done a job. Job is a job. And by the time Satan kept tempting him. They took everything you can take away from a man. Satan became tired. He said, let me touch his body. God said, okay, go ahead. After some time, it is Satan who normally go to God. He dared and he said, Satan, get hence and be gone. He himself said this, I'm not going again. That book will have been lost to let us know that Satan can give up. Hello, can I say something? Are you happy? All of you are not saying I'm happy. If Satan can give up, human being can give up. You know, some human being took oath that they will keep Paul, that they will neither eat nor drink. You know, some people have sworn oath. If their God gave up, men will give up. When you come into the New Testament, you will now see that human beings too can be an enemy. Human beings, they have come aside with Satan and took plot. Then they will constitute to be an enemy. Paul called some people, they are enemy of the cross. It's not spirit, it's human being. They understood the we. So anytime the cross is being preached, they know they can hear Satan. Some people think aside every day what you teach, what to say to nullify it. Okay, he has said, okay, salvation is the next thing. So how do we do it? You'll be waiting for word. Then you will go to the internet and say some things. So that people will be confused. That's an enemy of the cross. Very soon, pastor, certain enemies of the cross will give up. Because the standard will be raised that the adversary has been overcome by some people in Nigeria. How many of you are blessed by what I've said? I said some people will what, sir? That is why you see, you before you can come into the place where you rest, you need a formation. If they take you there, you won't rest uncooked. If you don't have the building, because rest is a practice. That's why you're a professional of rest. That's our profession. Jesus is building us to rest. You need a building for to rest. Hallelujah. Rest is dead. Good death. Death in God. Where you allow God. You know some people, they will say, I'm dead. When you lay up your hand, they say, vomit your teeth. Unless you leave. Ever come to me? This one is what, sir? He's still alive. Some people, I'm dead in God, I'm dead. Okay, we will test you. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. To bad try here. You know this guy is not what, sir?
He's not dead.
He's still what, sir?
Alive.
Oh, he's I'm dead. Hallelujah. I'm dead. Okay. Shout hallelujah. We are sharing 1 billion in the house. Shegun tiku. Am I lying to you? Everybody say amen. It was about 3/4. It was about 3/4. Clone down. We are almost sunny. Me or people. Everyone say, it means you are not dead. I say you have to be, you have to be so dead. When men are rejoicing in their team, it does not touch you. We need to be dead to what pulls men. Is it that is a particular temptation? That causes a person to depart from God. So when people say attaining resurrection of the dead is being raised from that thing, you are being raised out of it. Anyone who is raised out of it becomes a God. Meaning heaven can, God can trust you. You have been honed by God. Satan will say, I don't have, not just this world. Satan, this one does not have my team. This one does not have me. This is a son of God. This is a son of God. And this is God's boast, sir. To raise witnesses under Jesus that God will God. He will be their God. And you shall, oh my God. You see, this promise is more than a while. Early in the morning, rise up, come for special prayer from Babani Kawaji Badura. Uri. Early in the morning, you see people around 5, they are there. Because very soon, Baba is saying, God has spoken to him that God wants to bless people with at least 1 million naira. Everybody will wake up. Including the one that's never been coming to church. The ones that? But how many they need life? If I say tomorrow, early in the morning, Jesus has anointed me to pray for you so that eternal life will touch you in April. How many people will come? And you must wake up between 4 and 5. If you come at 5, you are ready. We'll close the door. And we'll be praying until the blessing comes. Hey. Now, all like this. Okay. In this all, they will be praying for eternal life at the same time. And that hall, some people get 3 million naira each in another hall. And you have to choose what to get. You can't get the two together. Big Jai is smiling. How many people will watch, sir, will go to that hall? No. 55 minutes. Are you listening to me? Hear me. 55, everybody said 55 minutes. Present is not enough. You must actually clock 60 minutes. On where? If we discover that you only spend 5 minutes here, nothing has happened. How many will want to come? Some ministers of the gospel will say that what God told me is that eternal life program for me is 3 years to come, not today. The Lord has led me to go to Baba because He told me I should build something, and He has already shown me. I saw a vision of Baba praying for me. I don't want to disobey God. As I am, I like obeying God. So I'm sorry. What am I trying to drive at? Is eternal life really a pleasure? Yeah. Oh, this one is from Jesus. You can quickly help us, sir. This. Amen. Praise. Go ahead. For you see, the doorway, even the doorway into the kingdom, even the doorway into the everlasting kingdom, even the doorway into the everlasting kingdom, even the doorway into life eternal, even the doorway into life eternal is
of me, is of me, is of me, is of me. There is no man, no being can access life eternal without going through me, without going through me, without going through me, without going through me. Man, this is your destiny. Man, this is your destiny. Man, this is what you have been called to attain. You have been called to inherit. You have been called to become that which my Father wrought in me. That was that which God wrought in me when He raised me from the dead. And you have been called to come to this inheritance, even the inheritance of life eternal, even the inheritance of life eternal. For you see, everything you see upon the face of the earth will be folded up. None would amount to anything. Life, life, life. There is a clarion call. There is a clarion call. There is a beckoning. There is a clarion call. Come to life. Come to life. Come to that which is eternal. Come to that which is eternal. Come to that which would last forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Come to life. Man, this is your destiny. Man, this is your destiny. Entrance into the kingdom and inheriting life is your destiny. 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 Therefore, I'm making a clarion call. I'm making a clarion call. I am beckoning on you. I'm making a clarion call. For you see, these are the seasons. Even the seasons. Even the seasons where we are promised to give life. Even to give eternal life. Even to give eternal life. But this is a reality. It's a reality. It's a promise that we have made. Even before the world began to give life. 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 And this is the season. This is the season. This is the season. Do not miss out of this season. Do not miss out of this season over that which is ephemeral. Do not miss out of this season over that which is temporal. Do not miss out of this season over that which the dentists seek after. Oh, seek my kingdom. Oh, seek my kingdom. Oh, seek my kingdom. Do not waste away on the altar of that which Gentiles seek after. Do not aspire your life on the altar of that which the Gentiles seek after. For you see, the kingdom is real. For you see, the kingdom is real. For you see, life eternal is real. Everything the devil paints is not real. It's not real. It's not real. I bring a reality to you today. I bring a reality that which would end the reign of death and even hell, even in a man. I bring a reality of that which I have become. I bring a reality of that which my Father wrought in me. I bring a reality of that which was done even in 3 days, that was wrought in me when I was raised from the dead, and I'm seated above, seated at the right hand of the Majesty on high. I bring that reality to you today. I bring that reality, and I'm calling you, come. I'm calling you, come. For I want to give life. I'm calling you, come. For I've been ordained by my Father for to give life even to as many flesh as will come to me. I call on you, come. Come. Come receive life. Come receive life. Come receive that which is coming out from my mouth. Come receive that which I'm speaking. Come receive that which I'm speaking. For the time is now that the Son of God will speak, and they that are dead will hear the voice of the Son and come alive. Come receive life. Do not waste away on that which the Gentiles seek after. Do not waste. Do not waste away. Do not aspire on that which the Gentiles seek after. Seek life. Seek life. Seek life. Say Jesus.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We give praise to the Lord. There is something I want to say.
Hear me.
Hear me. My heart moved towards a direction. There are some of us who have been in the house of this word of God. Not only eternal life members, EGFM, any ministry that is preaching the present truth. I think God is warning us. We are so used to the house and we are not changing. You have a developed cyst for every message. The message is no longer anything to you because you've not really changed for a long time past on certain issues, disobediences. You have been corrected several times. Some of you, I see some people flaring up in anger when they correct them.
Yeah.
They can't get through to you. It's dangerous to be here and remain this way. A separation is about to occur Please, I want to warn you, everyone, there must be warning. Paul talks about every man being kept perfect in Christ. You need to be warned. You can't be, you are going to be guilty hearing this for 6 years and you are not changing. You still carry on your character. Am I talking to you? And that is even evident and seen by all. And some of us still kept characters that are hidden. I hope I'm talking to you. God is saying it's high time to change. To change. You're not changing from flesh. You are still that flesh. And people know you are flesh. Some people have some kind of heart. And I don't know why it's so. They are powerful. Powerful. Not fearful. We are in the realm of acceptable year where we have to serve God with reverence and godly fear, because our God that is coming is a consuming fire. Let's tag along. That's my church. That's not your church. It's not your church if you are not changing. Your church should change you. Your brethren should change you. Some of us know how to hide. We enjoy every program, but at the end of the program, no change. Is it possible that some of us will not change? But I can see some people have changed from the Life Here campaign. They have worked with God. They have improved. Some are not looking for change. There is still something, Reverend, when you see somebody resisting, Satan's over time. Satan has worked something in the person. So some people are dead while they are seated. But this is the time of your resurrection. I want to see you move. I want to see you walk. I had in my spirit that some of us, we should be dead to our needs. Because of our needs, some of us can do some unscrupulous things. We can be unrighteous in meeting the needs. And we become greedy. You are the one causing God not to provide for your house. Because you are not aligning to righteousness. Thank you. How many of us are blessed? That last one is necessary. It's in the prophecy, it's necessary. That last warning. Some of you must migrate. Because some people will change. Something is happening. God is going to fastly accelerate people. What I'm talking, when I see something in you, I see zest. I see fire. I see willingness. Some people don't have it. They don't have it. There is no excitement about change. You are excited about house, car, money, gadgets. In this place, some idols die hard in some people. Some people are so intertwined with some idol. Some of us we came with Ephraim culture. We are Ephraimites. Who is joined to his idols? We know how to join. We have an enjoining. It's high time. Some of you have not breathed for a long time. You've not breathed life. Before solid food, that will give you food, that will give you life. Somebody in this kind of a church, you'll be accountable. Hearing and hearing this type of stuff, and you are still alive. Some people have breastplate against revelation knowledge. Iron armor, they wear it. As it's coming, it's bouncing. They are, I don't know, some people have heart. I see some people have what, my brother? Reverend, during convention, some brethren came from London. Some other guys were seeing how that can they do business with them. They've not met them before. While everybody was in convention, somebody is thinking of how to do business with them. He's thinking. Wanting to introduce what, sir? Business idea. To somebody who came from where? Then you know that there are mixed multitudes. Where is your heart? When you come to convention, you shouldn't think business. That's not what you came to do. When you come, when people come to some people, somebody will be looking for one brother, can I? It's a connection. Hello, brother, you are blessed. My name is Damiduro. When you meet Damiduro, what do? So there are some unholy things that should not be found in our midst. The kind of heart, mommy was saying about sensitivity to words. We shouldn't play with these words. It's a sin. And we won't do well. Are you blessed? Say, I am blessed. Some people break ethics of the home. If you are in Eternal Life Embassy and you are breaking ethics here, and they kept warning you, you are not changing, be careful. I have never done this before. Have I? I don't come into this place and warn people, but I felt I should just warn people. Things are changing. Things are changing. Amen. Things are changing. Accelerate. Don't take this kind of a place trivia where people gather to learn God. I know a lot are learning God, but God is sounding warning to some people. Change your character. Change your character. Change your character. Rise up from the dead. You may not know, you may think you are coming to church, you are dead. And you don't know it. Change your character. The Lord will heal you. Those who need resurrection, those who need quickening, I pray the God of Sabaoth will raise you. Amen. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, will quicken heart. Amen. I said, remain blessed. Amen. Your journey into eternal life will not be truncated. Amen. The mercy of God will see you into eternal life. Amen. The intercession of the high priest will prevail upon you. The face of our God will be upon you. I say you won't fall of the promise of being his people and him being your God. I leave you with a blessing. Blessing you shall be in the city, out of the city. When you are coming into the city, I say you are blessed. I say you are blessed. He will give you he has given you the dew of heaven. He will give you the oil of the earth. Wine and the corn, the fat of the earth, plentifully. The Lord will prosper you. He will prosper your soul. You will be spiritually healthy. You've not been healthy before. I say, as for now, health will spring forth speedily. I'm praying for you. In famine, your soul shall be fat. You will continue and continue and continue in him. He will lead you. Those who have not been led, I say, may they receive help. Amen. Let the spirit of resurrection be active on you. Amen. I say, may God give you grace to allow it. So you can be led from one place to another. For a long time, you have not breathed change. I say today, change has come. You will breathe the breath of the Almighty. You will breathe the breath of the Father. Before you have been stuck. You don't know what to do. Light will come. Wisdom will come. You will move forward. You are going to be blessed. You are going to be empowered. God will expand your horizon. I say, my Father will bless you. I said, these things the Gentiles seek, they will come to you. They will come to you. You know the power of God. Without sweating for them, doors will be opened to you. You will know the power of God. That there is a way God deals with the living and then done, and the quickened are getting differently from the dead. Things will serve you. Things will serve you. Things will serve you. Amen. The words of this prophet is what won't fall to the ground. I said, things will serve you. Amen. Things will serve you. Amen. Because you will serve God. Amen. I say, you will serve God. Amen. With all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul. Your children shall be blessed. Amen. Their lives shall not be cut off. Amen. They will be preserved in our Lord Jesus Christ. Yea, they will drink of thy water. Amen. They will eat of thy bread. They shall be strengthened. They shall be preserved. They shall be kept even unto salvation. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we pray. No one will die untimely death here. For the purpose of finishing your course. And what's that? And fulfilling and keeping the faith. It will give you long life. Long enough to finish your syllabus. Even to glory. My God, who is my salvation, shall cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will trust. His foot shall be your shield and buckler. He will keep you forever. Because you have known his name, he will deliver you from trouble. He will set you on high. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Those who came, you will get home safely. You will return to your bases untouched, untampered. Hallelujah. Are you blessed? Say, I am blessed. In the name of Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that have come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teachings with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.